This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Vaccination efforts in the United States have slowed, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal health authorities warn of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors this week, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st. India's iconic Taj Mahal monument reopened Wednesday as a devastating second wave of the coronavirus pandemic began to ebb, prompting authorities to ease restrictions. A steep decline in new infections this month has encouraged major cities such as New Delhi, Mumbai, and Bengaluru to reopen vast swaths of the economy, including tourist sites, hotels, shopping malls, and restaurants. But after reports came in of crowded markets and packed rail stations, doctors warned of a possible resurgence. Many people in Hong Kong had no immediate plans to get vaccinated against COVID-19, thinking there seemed to be no pressing need, with travel restrictions still in place and no major outbreak at home. Hong Kong so far has managed to avoid widespread infections, with fewer than 12,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. But many had a change of heart when one of the city's property developers offered a lucky draw with a grand prize of a one-bedroom condominium. More than 450,000 people signed up. This is VOA News.